This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, being part of the conversation, calling in and letting me know where you think I'm off, where I'm wrong. I'm okay with that. If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, we don't have to agree. Actually, I don't want to agree with you. If I can sway you, great. If you can sway me, that's great, too. I'm pretty thick, but you can sway me as well. I'm all into open, honest conversation. I want other viewpoints, if you would. Seriously. Because it really is the only way. It's the only way we're going to understand each other. And I think that's big. Look, a lot of your friends that are arguing with you, all right? A lot of your friends that are arguing with you that are on the left, they really don't know what you understand, what you believe, and they're spewing a lot of the information they get from the left, period. There's no real depth to what they're thinking, because a lot of them can't keep, and I'm not saying this because they're just stupid, unlike Gruber said about us. But what I'm saying is they don't have the time to spend on the stuff that we do. So they're taking intake from their party because that's who they trust, just like you. A lot of you guys trust your party. So, The View today. These wonderful people. Love them to death. Not really. Sounded good. But I do love the way they come across as if they're some of the most knowledgeable people on the planet. Now, what is her name? Jedediah Labilo, right? Jedediah. Yeah, close enough. She sounds like she came out of the pages of the Old Testament, doesn't she? She is the only one. Now, I don't agree with her politics, right? But she's the only one there that has the knowledge, that has the background, that has the expertise to be talking to some of these issues. And I get a kick out of it. Because the other ones will talk over her. The other ones will try to make her feel stupid, or I don't know if they're trying to make her feel stupid, but they definitely don't want to give in to her. And it's obvious. They want to have their way because, you know, they've been on the show the longest, so therefore they know more than anybody else. And the one I've lost total respect for is Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, think about this, people. Here's a woman that came out of poverty. Here's a woman who, I will say to a degree, pulled herself up by her own bootstraps, as we like to say. But she totally used the system to get on her feet, which is fine. I'm one of those people who believes that there's got to be a bit of a safety net there. We can help people out for a period of time, but not forever. All right? She got on her feet. She got out of the dumpster. She was able to start taking care of herself. And now what? She is totally into the capitalist movement. However, she spews socialism. How does that happen? How does that work? How do we let them get away with that? You heard Kimberly tonight when she told one of the Bernie Sanders supporters that he was a millionaire. And they almost lost their minds. And it's great. Keep feeding them the truth. Don't stop. Anyway, the ladies from The View today, were very upset after they heard the after they heard what came down from the Supreme Court. Let's take a listen. I love this stuff.
Before we went on air, the Supreme Court announced they will let the travel ban on six Middle Eastern countries go into effect. It will allow travelers with green cards and visas to enter the U.S., but will forbid all refugees unless they can prove that they have some connection here.
That's terrible. That's disgusting. No, actually, pretty cool. Pretty cool. President Trump is going to be allowed to protect Americans. How novel.
Well, that's the point that I would like to talk about, because it says that the court limited the order's impact on foreigners with clear ties to individuals in the United States.
A bona fide relationship with the United States.
Now, listen to the example she uses. Okay? Don't make, you know, just get ready. You may have to plug your nose because it's going to start bleeding at all this craziness, but take a listen.
Zarnev brothers, they were brothers in Boston, so they each had a connection to someone in the U.S. And
they came over here as refugees because they needed help in a place, and their mother was on welfare. Did you hear about that? I mean, do the research yourself on that family. They took advantage of the system from day one. They were vetted. Joy. Who gave her the name Joy? Boy, her dad was either very hopeful or it was backwards day when they named her. Anyhow, so when they start talking about this kind of stuff, they don't look into the history of it. Yeah, they had ties here. Yeah, they had all the wrong ties here. Go back to the days of the mafia. People came here with money from mafia men. I'm Italian. We shouldn't let them in. We should have vetted them better.
The Manchester bomber his brother was also a terrorist. So I don't know that that's going to work either.
Yeah, now, bear in mind that these are high-level security experts talking about this. I just want to make sure we made that clear.
But cheated, well, though. This was held up, and then all the... The Supreme Court, I mean, this is no surprise for me, because I think what you're going to find is that...
Okay, so this is Jedediah, right? Below, right? And she's got... She is the smartest person... Actually, she's smarter than any three of those people on that panel. I'm not always agree with her, but I've always liked her because she's kind of lays it out the way she sees it, and this from a legal standpoint, right? She's now schooling the liberals on the board, and they don't know what, I mean, on the panel, they don't know what to do with her.
My opinion is that the Supreme Court is going to uphold the president's authority to, in the interest of national security, to say anyone from anywhere, hold on, you can't come in, and the reason is...
Because he has the constitutional right to do it. That's a novel idea. We have a president that wants to follow the Constitution, and the left is fighting him, yet we had another president who could care less about the Constitution, used it for toilet paper, and they loved him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're changing backwards day in this country. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back.
I love some of these rejoins that call their the music that takes us back in. Yeah, I don't know if you could you guys could you make this in if you're on Facebook and you're actually paying attention. Could you do these songs today? She's a Brick House. I mean, isn't that degrading to women or something like that? I'm serious. I'm not making fun. I'm serious. How many songs could we not make today? You know what I'm saying? 855 real 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Head over to the website, realside.com. Two things. Either buy my book or one of the t-shirts. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't have to. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't. or you can join up as a member at Patreon. We can become part. Help me pay the bills every month. That would be really cool. Anyway, we're going to go. I got to get right back to this because it is making me nuts. The ladies of the views today kind of lost what little bit of minds they had left. I mean, I love it. There's five of them on there, and they're all experts. You ever notice that? And think of the reach they have. That's what even scares me even more. It should scare you, too. You ladies out there, you know, this is kind of, I don't know many men that watch them. But you ladies out there, if you have friends that watch The View and love The View, think it's God's gift to God only knows what, you know, point out the fact that this is not, you know, an entertainment program, if you would. They try to get political, and people believe them because they're so popular, right? Now, you got them out, you have five experts, they have absolutely nothing. They have an expertise in nothing. So, the announcement that the Supreme Court had decided to uphold President Trump's travel ban, a good part of it, I think some of it they kind of brushed aside for the moment. I mean, triggering has taken place all across the country. Amazing, a couple of years back when they came out same-sex marriage was legal and fine and constitutional. Yeah, they were rubbing it in our eyeballs, right? Ah, gotcha. See that? You're on the wrong side of this one. Blah, 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 blah. Now, they're telling us that we're wrong. Again, we're wrong. And the Supreme Court got it wrong. But you know the beauty behind this? Now, come on. I want you to think about this. I always get mad at the partisanship on that court. I get mad at how that thing works out, how it's 5-4 all the time. We know, and we can even tell you who's going to vote what, right? I mean, that's how crazy this is. This was a 9-0 vote. So when one of your libtard friends from the left said, well, this was, you know, this was obviously a political thing. This was this. Really? I mean, seriously, Ginsburg and Sotomayor and all of them, really, they were on the side of Trump? Oh, God. No, they were on the side of the law for once. They couldn't twist and turn this thing. They couldn't bend this thing enough to get what they wanted out of it. Seriously, think about it. I mean, anyhow. And then later on in the hour, we're going to talk about Michelle Obama's speech. That was just wonderful. So back to The View. And Jedediah Bilo is speaking. And again, as much as whether you're in line with her or not, she's at least telling the truth. She's laying it down for them, saying, hey, ladies, this is constitutional. He has the right. I'm not surprised by this ruling. Why the rest of you scholars are is beyond me.
For a long time, is that the vetting process in these six countries is problematic. You have that on record from the former administration, and he at any point can say, if I want to...
See, and they forget all these little things. Oh, look at the poor people crying at the border. We have to let them in. They don't want to be here. When they were talking to the Syrian refugees a while back, they were saying, no, we want to stay in our own country. We want our country back. We want to stay here so we can go back in quickly. What part of that is the left not hearing? See, they do this all the time. They decide they know what's best for you, and it doesn't matter what you think at that point. Once the left locks on to something like this, they are right, and it doesn't matter who they're trying to fix things. Because they're better at it. They know what's better for you. Right? It's that simple. And the vetting process in those countries, we know it doesn't work. Our military knows it doesn't work. Our Secretary of State, the last one, knew it didn't work. He even said, of course, this problem. How do you, let me ask you a question. Who do you call in Syria? Help me out here. Right? Who are you going to call in Syria to find out if the young man that you're letting in, right, has got some kind of connection to ISIS? Who do you call, the ISIS leader? Do they have a thing that says, no, he's not one of us? I mean, how do you vet these people? Joe, 855-732-5563.
Protect the national security of this nation. I, as the President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, can say you cannot come in until this is fixed. That's what I think is going to be.
But they have a 2-year vetting process in place already.
But those records,
the vetting process in the world,
that is true.
But that being said, specifically from countries like Syria where they don't have paper.
No, I love that. Jedediah is now she's seeing the stupidity of the people, the panel she's on. I love it.
paper records for
that's
anything
exactly
at all.
Right. There aren't paper, and also we don't have,
we have the most robust vetting process in the world, in the United States.
We have the most robust vetting process here in the U.S. Yes, except that if we don't have an agreement with the other country, if we have no information, you won't allow intel, you won't allow anything that takes place for them to be able to get that. And how, again I ask, no matter how robust it is, how do we get information from Syria? How does that work?
That is the truth.
But I want to remind you, as I did earlier, remember, this is a panel of security experts.
It's the truth. That's not true. That being said, I would not presume to say or know what the Supreme Court is going to do, but this certainly sounds like a partial victory for the administration, and I also think, though, that it is a very narrow victory, because what is...
We can't give Trump anything now, can we? We can't give him credit for anything? None of that. Don't you find that interesting? Or am I the only one that finds it interesting? There's nothing that man is going to do. Mark my words, in 4 years, there is nothing that man's going to do. And I'm telling you, if he runs into a burning building with his orange hair on fire, you know, coming out holding 10 newborn babies, right? If they would have said, well, if he had allocated more money for that building, they would have had more fire sprinklers, and he wouldn't have had to run in and do that. That's how much they hate this man. Just listen to them.
What's going to happen is, in 72 hours, we're going to see a lot of litigation over what a bona fide connection to a United States
like,
yeah,
that's true.
Like,
that's really hard.
So I think we all just need to take a breath. Country needs to take a breath and let the lawyers handle it.
But I wonder if Trump will consider it a victory, because this was the one he called watered down and politically correct.
You see how they have to keep chopping it? No, it's not a big deal. It's not what he wanted. So he didn't really win. He can give him nothing. This is the part I just find. It's just so mind-boggling and puzzling. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Chime in. Either joe@therealside.com. Hop up on Facebook. Therealside.com has a live chat room. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go back at it. Head up to my website, therealside.com/store. All kinds of T-shirts, coffee mugs, the book is there. I don't have a Broadway play yet. We're working on that. The Real Side, that Broadway play. That would be scary in and of itself. Anyway, I am Joe Macedo, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The ladies of The View apparently don't know, don't understand that the ruling that came down by the Supreme Court, first of all, it's not final, ladies. Secondly, it was agreed to by all nine justices. So I'm kind of confused as to why you're having heartburn with this. Is it because it's not going your way, or I'm just trying to understand. So we'll finish up the clip here of them arguing the point at the table. And again, reminder that these are all high-end, high-level security experts at this table, you know, the likes of Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, right? Very, very much in security, both of them.
Politically correct. He said this is not a good enough one, so I wonder if he'll actually even
claim his. It's a very narrow victory.
It looks like Gorsuch, his dividend on Gorsuch is kicking in already.
Oh, you mean the judge that was that is willing to go by the constitutional law? You're having a problem with that? Now, see again, it shows you the shallow mind, their inability to think things through. She's blaming Gorsuch like he was the deciding vote. I don't know, 9-0, one vote wasn't going to matter one way or the other. Now, was it?
There was no dissent, remember. And on this instance, there's not one person dissented.
What's happening here is they're saying.
Oh, here comes the brain surgeon in the group. The sad part about it is she perceives herself to be the smartest one there.
We're going to come back and visit this in its entirety, but right now, we're going to let you do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you do this.
Is it me, or sometimes does she sound like she's drunk and slurring her words, or, you know, maybe a little too mellow for the day, you know what I'm saying?
And the sad thing for me about all of this,
all right, this is good,
is, you know, this is what they did to the Irish. This is what they did to the Italians. This is what they did to the Spanish. This is what they did to the Chinese.
In what history book? I mean, seriously, they kept them from coming here? Yeah, they kept the Germans from coming here. I'm sorry, I'm good with that. They kept the Japanese from coming here? Yeah, I'm good with that, too. They didn't do this to the Irish. Or the they rounded them up when they were here. They were enemies of the state. Yes, we've all agreed that that may have been the wrong thing to do. But it's yesterday's news, and it was made right. But seriously, can you imagine President Obama at the time of war when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? Can you imagine if he didn't close the borders down to the Japanese? Oh, just a few bad eggs. Let the rest of them in. And the same thing with the Germans? That's it. You know what that is? That's just being a moron. There is no other word for that. And no, Whoopi, would you please go back to school and learn your history? We didn't ban the Irish from coming here. We didn't ban the Spaniards from coming here. Really? And you know what? Oh, this is why I'm so mad about entertainers. Shut your mouth when it comes to stuff like this. Because you think you're so smart, you're dead wrong. And the problem is we do have, as Gruber put it, we do have low IQ people that will believe it because it's Whoopi Goldberg, that will believe it because it's a Democrat. And that's just sad. And then we have people that are too prideful to come back and say, you know what? Ah, I shouldn't listen to her. She was wrong. Guys, I'm sorry. I was wrong. So, again, don't listen to entertainers. What do they do for a living? They get paid to lie. They get paid to get you to believe or to have you believe that they're somebody they're not. Sean Connery is not 007. I hate to bust your bubbles.
All out of fear. So I just hope that...
No, we didn't keep people out because of fear. We didn't put people in internment camps just because of fear. You know, sometimes a knee-jerk reaction is wrong, but it's safe. Do I think rounding up all the Japanese in the West Coast and putting them in internment camps was right? No. No, but you know what? I wasn't there. I wasn't in the situation. For you to say, we'll just leave it status quo and we'll figure it out later is dangerous. All right? Do we overreact at times? Yes. But to what end? What if it saves a couple of lives? What if it saves the lives of 100 people? Is that okay? I mean, at what point, when do you get to decide the cost of the value of life to the point where you allow these things to happen or not?
When we go outside today, Lady Liberty has not walked off.
Oh, God, come on, please. See, that's the dramatic part. That's the entertainer part. Yes, Lady Liberty ran away. Why don't you learn why Lady, you know, they talked earlier about these people running away. Right, they were. They were running away from a worn, torn. This wasn't terrorism, though. There's a big difference. You knew who the enemy was. They had uniforms on. They came up and shot you in the head. You knew who they were. They were bombing your cities. They wanted to take over your country. Do they not? Do they honestly not see the difference between terrorism? Look, this is a spiritual war. You have to understand. This is the big chasm that people just don't get. This is a spiritual war. Now, I can't tell you this is 100% proof because it hasn't happened to me. But I believe, I would like to believe, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, I pulled the trigger unless you renounce Christ and accept Muhammad, I'm a dead man. Because I wouldn't do it. I'd like to believe I wouldn't do it. I'm going to put it that way. Right? Because it's a spiritual thing. It's more for spiritual people, I hate that word. I can only speak for Christians that I know. To me, this is a temporary life. My physical body is temporary. My eternal life is after this. And no, I don't get 77 virgins. I get the wife that I want and love, that I already have. See, we don't get a bonus prize or whatever. And I don't know what's such a bonus prize about that. But anyway. I'm talking about a 77 virgins. They're going to find out it's 77 Virginians. That's what they're going to find out. And they're teed. Right? So... You see what I'm getting at with this, right, guys? This is crazy stuff that's happening. Anyway, 855 real show 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spinning. Let's see if I can finish this up real quick. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. With this refugee, you know, the nature of the refugee is they are fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
They are fleeing a country which is repressing that. And so I just...
No. Yes and no. Right. The refugees are. Most of them don't want to come here. But you're going to force them here. You're going to force them to relocate. You won't force them to assimilate. So what good do they do here? You know, Michelle Obama, and I'm going to play this in a little while, in the next hour. Michelle Obama talks about immigration and immigrants, and the country's built on immigrants. Never uses the word legal immigrants, legal immigration. And she talks about that's what makes this country great. And she's right. She is right. The immigration, legal immigration, the different cultures coming together from many. We have one, right, E Pluribus Unum, which I thought was great. I can't remember whether it was Waters. It was one of the top six Democrats who said, from one we have many. I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, this woman has no clue. It was one of the female Dems. And it was great, because it's not it. We're supposed to come together, and we assimilate the American way of life. You don't give up your culture. Notice I didn't say that. I didn't say that you give up your culture. And, you know, when it comes to cultural appropriation, please, feel free to make all the spaghetti and meatballs you want. If you're good at it, invite me. I don't care if you're Irish, Iranian, whatever. Whether you're Canadian, whatever. You want to make spaghetti and meatballs, you make it better than me, invite me over. Culturally appropriate all you want. It's the left. Think about what they do. The labels, the complaining, the stuff that they run down. Again, my book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It is all based on labels the left has given me. And to them, those are all negative labels. Right-Wing Bible-Thumping and White Guy. All, as you heard tonight, we had young kids in school that a teacher forced to apologize for being white because they had something to do with it. I'm sure that moment that mom was impregnated, right, God materialized with that little kid. And so what do you want to be? And what do you want to be? And what house do you want to belong to? What color skin would you like? Don't you guys all remember that taking place? And I had one moron once grab me and tell me, you know, I don't get it. Because black people had to be put up with being put down because of the color of the skin. No, I do get it. It's wrong. It's inhumane. And it's wrong, but I can't fix that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. This is the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, we're up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the
mic, Chicky Boom. Can you do it? Can you say that?
Yes, sir, I'm Cuba.
I'm coming to see your house. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and to be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, and again, some of you, you got to go check out. I don't even know how to tell you to do this. Oh God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I got all kinds of stories. There are so many stories that I've been holding on to that I want to get through tonight and see if I can pull it off. You know, the CBO came out and said that you're going to watch both sides and then some in the middle that are going to just rip this thing up. And the CBO hasn't been right many times before. They really haven't. They haven't hit the nail on the head very much in the past. And in my new piece that'll go up tonight, my weekly column, you can find it on realside.com. You're going to see, I break down some of the numbers for you. and where they were off and the real numbers as to what took place and really how many people signed up for health care as opposed to how many people were forced on it. Now, this latest CBO score of the House's health care legislation estimated that 23 million fewer Americans would be uninsured by 2026. It also predicted that the average cost of premiums would be lower and the plan would reduce the deficit by almost $120 billion. Okay, think about that. Now, they say it's because of Medicare cuts and private insurance subsidies. That was the other thing, too. People don't realize, and we're going to talk about this a little later, that many of the policies that were sold, and the reason people could afford them is because they were being subsidized. Now, subsidized is nothing more than, in other words, to put it cleanly, it's equal to screwing the American taxpayer. I'm paying your medical bills. You know, it's really funny because I can barely pay my own, right? And I'm paying my taxes, and you're taking money out of my taxes to help pay somebody else's health care. I may go without something because I just happen to be over that threshold, right, on who gets subsidies and who doesn't. Now, a lot of senators are waiting to hear the CBO's comments on the Senate version of this. But again, the CBO has not hit this thing right a few times. So I don't know if I totally, you got to do some of your own homework with this. Take some of their information, right? And that way you'll know, take some of the information you get, go look it up yourself, go find out, because that's what I have to do when I do stories. I usually have to find 5, 6, 8, 12 places to pull information from. But again, when you talk about 22, you see how you do the spin here. 22 million people will be uninsured. No. 22 million people will choose to be uninsured. Partly because they won't be getting subsidized anymore. Because some people can't afford it without the subsidies. But really, I mean, and I'm not trying to be cruel here. I'm just trying to use my common sense a little bit. Why? Who sold that to us? Americans don't want single-payer health care. They really don't. Go to the Rasmussen, look at the polls over a period of time. And let me ask you a question. I know some of you are going to laugh. But do you really want a single-payer? I mean, do you really, even you guys on the left, do you really want a single-payer solution? Do you really want a VA type of health care? Look at how long they've had to fix that. Look how long they've been paying into it. Look how long they've been tweaking it, twisting it, playing around with it. And they still can't fix it. People are still dying, and not in small numbers. People are still having trouble getting the getting what they need, getting the services they need. Why is that okay? And I said it earlier, the fact that your family is being taken care of and mine isn't, you seem to be okay with that. That's not equality at that point, is it? That's you getting a leg up on me, and you seem to be okay with that. You've told me you haven't been. You weren't. Again, as I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see what else. What else have you guys sent me that I can hit to close it up? Did I do that one with the MSNBC reporter called Trump a suicide bomber? Compared him to a suicide? I think I did it last week. That's like if I restart the machine in the middle of the day. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. I can't even stand saying these people's names. Because I know there's something wrong with them. I'm afraid whatever it is, whatever disease it is, just by saying their name, it might just fall into my body or something. He warned Trump that the U.S. can be replaced. That's right. I'm sure he can get one of those other broke countries to pick up the bill, right? The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned President Trump that the U.S. could be replaced. Oh, yes, yes, please, replace us. I'm there. Where do I sign up for that? The bottom line is Guterres, a communist, wants more money from the U.S. and is opposed to the new funding levels, especially for refugees. Now, during his first press conference, Gutierrez told reporters that the new funding levels proposed by the United States would be disastrous and create an unsolved problem to the management of the UN. Well, if that's the case, and we can be replaced, what in God's creation are you waiting for? See, they're constantly contradicting themselves. It's like a very, very, very empty and hollow threat. And then they want to come back to you for help, right? Surely the communists in the UN have the answers to solve that problem. Really, that place is filled with progressive socialists and communists. I mean, think about some of the edicts they come out with. The globalist grifter Gutierrez is threatening to replace us because surely other countries will clamor for the opportunity to provide millions of dollars to keep the UN open, won't they? Yeah, most of the countries there owe money to the UN. Most of the countries there haven't paid their dues in years. I'm sorry, where does he really think he's going to get this money? He urged rich countries to do as much as they could to support the 80% of the world's refugees living in the developing world. Let the Saudis open up the camps where they can take 30, 40, 50,000 in. They've already got the camps set up. I don't know why they did it. It was a way to waste money or something. I don't know. Hey, you want to waste money, Mr. Muhammad Akbid? Send it to me. I'll take your money. He also wants the Americans or the U.S. to increase the number of refugees it takes in. He wants them to be given new homes. I don't know if he means that like brand new homes, but homes. It's not going to work with Trump. He just proposed Congress pass legislation that will keep immigrants to the U.S. from collecting welfare for at least 5 years. I think that's a wonderful idea. They shouldn't be coming here to take our tax money. They should be coming here because they do truly want a better life. Gutierrez is an open borders leftist who wants the United Nations High Commissioner for the refugees. That's where his heart is. He wants as many refugees brought into this country as he thinks. These guys think like they're the president of this country. They think that everything they, you know, this is an advisory council for all intents and purposes. We didn't elect these people. It's not the U.S.'s job to support the world. It's our job to take care of our own. But these people don't believe in sovereignty. None of them do. We're all one big happy group. Right? We all just get along, except when we don't. Basically, he wants us to open up the U.S. border to anybody who wants to come in. Now, Trump has cut the refugee resettlement funds by 25%. Not enough. Got to cut it by more. Gutierrez wants him to turn around and put the numbers back up because we don't need the U.S. But yet, look, if you don't need us, the money cut, the other country should pick up, right? Think about it. Ain't that hard? Now, Gutierrez has singled out the U.S., and our American first president for criticism, saying, hey, we are by far the largest resettlement country in the world with a very generous and positive policy. Gutierrez is obviously oblivious to the fact that the refugees are attacking civil society and that terrorism accompanies mass invasions of these kinds. Now, Gutierrez is a self-admitted globalist, and that's the biggest part of the problem. Okay. We are not a globalist nation. Yeah, we have to interact with other countries. That doesn't mean that we're a globalist country, that we subscribe to that. And I'm okay with nationalism. Now, the left will spin that and turn that, as they've already done, and they equate it with Nazism. They're just a bunch of buffoons. All being a nationalist means is I love this country. I love what this country stands for. I love the mistakes that the country has made, the fact that they're willing to turn around and fix them and do better. Those are all great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. No, seriously. We are going to deal with more Democrat delusions after this.